This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims. This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
Oh boy. Tough guy music. Back in the day. Remember when the maroon and white? Are you okay, Sims? I mean, first of all, as a Don Bosco alum, in your wildest imagination.
Harvey, let's go to break. I'm going to kick the crap out of this guy.
Buddy, riding up in the elevator this morning, you're like, wow, I'm down. Nobody in a million years could have ever thought that the New Jersey Big Boy Championship would end in running time. Bergen Catholic 45, Don Bosco nothing.
Dude,
unreal,
I've been thinking for last night before I went, I'm like, I don't even know what to say about this game. And I thought it would come to me this morning.
Butt kicking?
Still don't know what to say. And I hate, you know, really kind of slightly like just, you know, unfortunately embarrassed, you know, for our Don Bosco community and the players and all that and just how it all played out. You know, it just, it hurts. It really
does. Sims, I go back to the first game of the season.
And I know how they feel too. So it's, it's magnified. And I feel for a lot of those guys on the team because I have personal relationships with them.
Matt, as good as they were on September 24th in the 31-7 victory,
they
were worse last night.
And I think that's something, too. You said, Jimmy Cavallo said, if you took a poll of
A million people,
you know, in our area, who would have said that the final score would have been the way that it was?
Nobody.
I thought that Bergen would have had a chance to make the game ugly, but I didn't think that they would dominate the football game. And, you know, the great thing about it, too, was it was great complimentary football. Special teams was amazing. Besides Nolan James opening kickoff, other than that, Bergen Catholic dominated on the special teams side of the football. Defensively, very good game plan. I look forward to asking Vito about that. I love the fact that they lined up big people against big people. They crowded the line of scrimmage. They had five defensive linemen at the line of scrimmage on every play, manning up one by one. Really good job on that end. And then offensively, that is the offense that we were kind of like hoping to see the whole year from Bergen Catholic. And man, they let it out of the cage at the right time because, you know, Vito and Dominic, just an unbelievable performance by both of them, honestly.
17 grew up a lot in 2 months, huh?
He really
did.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. And listen,
that sophomore quarterback.
He played phenomenal. And every player that you have an asterisk next to their name on Bergen Catholic made a play yesterday.
Well, you said it, Sims. Coach Vito will join us here. I never thought he would get back to me last night. He texted me at 4:17 in the morning.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just saw it. Yeah, I'll be on. I just talked to him, so he's good to go.
Too much holy water last night.
Couple of Pepsis. The high school football show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one Ford Auto Group in the Northeast, with locations throughout New Jersey and Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Visit allamericanford.net. I was worried all week about credentials. I didn't know if we had them, this, that, and the other thing. Yeah. I don't know why I was worried. I heard you just stole your father and walked right in there yesterday.
Yeah.
People are giving you business. You're
there
like,
was,
look
there
at
was
this
a
guy.
Huge line, you know, at the gate, and I don't know what, you know, MetLife. Get ready. There's a lot of people that come to that last game of the year, just so you know. But, you know, shocker, right? And I said, hey, everybody, let's huddle up. I grabbed Big Phil. I was like, Big Phil, start walking. I'm right there on your hip. You just keep walking and don't stop, my friend. And we kept going. And then, of course, the security guard's just like, hey, what are you doing? I said, hey, it's all good, man. We're good.
Oh, so you did the talking for Phil.
Not really, you know, because what happened was this big guy was, you know, he was going to give the guy a little tip, you know.
Yeah.
And then a second security, hey, what are you guys doing over here? He walked over. He goes, oh, Phil.
Oh, there you go. That's Phil. Respect.
He goes, sorry, Phil. So he's apologizing to us. Meanwhile, we're breaking into the stadium. We're not even like, you know, going through the lines. And the greatest thing is, too, and it's like a pack of 12 people with us, which is even better.
Aunt Wendy there?
Aunt Wendy was not there.
No?
No. It's all right, though. She's home right now. She's listening, I bet. She's getting ready for next week's episode.
She's coming back?
For sure.
Big hit last week.
Absolutely.
Killed you in her picks.
No doubt. That's
your
not saying much.
Awful, Sims.
But, yeah, then the guy was just like, you know, hey, Phil, stadium is yours.
I love it.
Yeah,
I
we're love like, it. All right, see you later.
Not only is it a terrible morning for you after the 45-0 Bergen Catholic victory, the Bergen record has done it again. They re-ran their all-time great Bosco players.
Right.
You weren't on it again.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
It's all right.
Matt.
Put Steve Levy on it.
Oh, by the way.
That's who you need to put on
it. Do you know this?
What?
Do you know that Levy at the half went over to Nick Minakucci and gave him a pep talk?
Did he? Man. Yeah.
Not,
you know, that's one guy that I don't want to see during a game like that.
Levy.
Yeah.
I love
Levy. But I mean, he's the guy that should be on that list.
No doubt.
He's the one.
He's the one that got it all started.
He is the cornerstone.
No doubt.
Of what our program has become.
No
we
doubt.
Were the ones following in his footsteps. We just reaped more of the fruits of the labor that he put on.
You know what the greatest play Levy ever made was at Don Bosco?
What?
It was not quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Playing linebacker, stop Sandberg or Dell Avenue side of Bergen Catholic, and that was the impetus to get this whole thing
And I talked
rolling.
To Levy after the last time we did this, you know, varsity
he was
deuces,
upset, right?
You know, conversation.
Yeah, varsity
and,
deuces.
And it was
good.
Really funny, too, just because he goes, oh, you know, he goes, and hey, don't make me remind, you know, that guy Cooper about a few other plays that happened, Ooh. You know, for other people that were on the list. And I was like, wow, dude, you took it to a whole nother level. I won't go that low
Fitzsimons right now. Another huge game for Somers last night.
Huge
we'll talk about
game,
that.
Fitzsimons. He's
Stevie
balling.
Fennell.
Yeah.
If I'm John Danowski, you know who that is?
I don't. Tell
That's
me.
That's the Duke lacrosse coach. I'm worried because he may take a left and go to the football yeah. locker room. We'll get to that. PSAL first round playoffs. Total joke. We'll get into that.
I know.
My Tri-State top five coming up.
Ooh.
And you mentioned Vito. And who?
Tri-State top five teams or players?
Teams.
Oh, okay.
Players next week.
Yeah.
You, Sims.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Thanks
and
for warning
the
me.
Best quarterback coming back next year.
Interesting. I want to see where you go. There's a few good options here.
The best one leaving this year is Dante Toro.
Absolutely.
Who put on an absolute show in the CHSFL championship
he
last
did.
Saturday night at Mitchell Field as St. Anthony's rolled Iona Prep 50-18. The quarterback for the Friars of St. Anthony's who led them to their first CHSFL title last Saturday out there in Long Island. Since 2013, Dante Ooh. Torres joins us. Dante, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, buddy, I was texting Sims during the game that you're putting on a show. Before we get to the passing, you ran for 173 yards and two touchdowns in that game. We heard part of the clip. That afterburner that you had when you came around the corner on 3rd and 6, I don't know what your time in the 40 is, 4.6 or so. You had to be burning at about 4.35 on that run, pal.
Thank you. Thank you. I just saw some clear space up in the field. And the whole year I haven't really been able to open up. And I saw it. And there's no better time to do it than a championship game versus a great team. So I saw it and I just took off and it felt great.
You know, Dante, last year when you lost to Iona Prep in the semifinals, you vowed, you made it public, we will be back next year and we will not lose. We will win the championship. Did that semifinal loss just propel you to new heights?
Yeah. It was rough, especially for me. Had a great group of seniors, great group of guys, and we really thought we had it. And the last play of the game, I threw a pick, and to lose the game, that's really just it was a horrible feeling. So you use that the whole offseason, and even up to the game, you still think about the feeling you had after that loss. And we knew we could do it as a team this year, and we pulled it off.
Dante, what's up, man? Matt Sims. You know, man, congratulations on a fantastic year. You absolutely balled out. You know, kind of take, you know, our listeners through, you know, what you did after that step in that game that you struggled in. That was the one game that you played, you know, subpar in all season. What was the, you know, come to Jesus since we're at the Catholic schools here, you know, with you, your team, and coach as well?
It was a very tough game for the offense, especially me. A lot of people are talking about, oh, Dante, he's really good. He's really good. And I kind of got caught in the hype. I'm seeing stuff on Instagram, Twitter, and it's cool, man. Like, as a high school kid, you see all this stuff. It's awesome. But then after that game, I was like, I got a lot of work to do. I got a little called up. I had a lot of work to do, and after that, I just put my head down, and I just had to get stuff done, watch more film, went to the weight room more, throw more, and I'm happy our defense stepped up that game. Special teams was huge, and at the end of the day, team sport. A lot of people are saying, like, you guys didn't deserve that win, blah, 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 but our defense kept us in that game and made a big play on special teams as a team sport. And then the offense stepped up when we needed to later in the season, and it was rough. But as you said, the Catholic school, I'm a big believer in God, and there's no way I could have done it without him.
Well, Dante, when you were a sophomore, I watched you in that COVID season. I think you guys opened up against Stepanak. And, Matt, I actually called Big Phil on the ride home that day, and I said, hey, look, I know that Darius Wilson's playing for Iona Prep. You should come out to St. Anthony's next week because there's this sophomore like deer just running around out there for St. Anthony's. And I remember talking to Coach Minucci after the game. He said, Mike, look, Dante's really talented. He's only a sophomore, but he can drive me crazy at times. You have grown up so much in a year and a half. How did you do that?
A lot of that was from the guys around me because we were all freshman year. We were all little kids just messing around on freshman football, and we were good, and we were winning it almost every game. Now I went to JV, and I got stunned. I probably played the worst football there. Felt like a different speed. And it was only at the JV level. Then once you got to varsity, it was even faster. And all the guys knew around us because we were used to just walking into every game, almost like blowing everyone out. And it got harder and harder. And all the guys around me, they were ready for the challenge. And it just kept getting harder and harder. And then Minucci does a great job keeping us in check. And the guys around us, you want it more and more, so it takes more focus and more focus. And when everyone around you is always locked in and they always giving their best effort, it's not hard for you to follow along with them.
And Dante, you got one more game left, correct?
Wednesday.
Yeah, one more.
So now, you know, for you guys, you get over the hump of actually, you know, getting over Iona Prep. You get that, you know, championship in our area, and now you're going for the big boy championship. How do you guys refocus for that game coming up on a random Wednesday
at 5? Yeah,
right.
It got a little messy with the schedule because of the snow down in Buffalo, but it's not so much refocusing. I feel like we haven't fully celebrated our victory against Iona yet because we know we're not finished.
Great.
We're not fully satisfied yet because there's a bigger title than just the league championship. So it's not so much refocus. We haven't fully celebrated. Obviously, we've been super excited and have fun with it, but we're not there yet, so we haven't really fully celebrated.
Dante, there's been so much chatter. You play that game, that unbelievable game that you lost, the only game you lost this year, 63-49, not your fault, against St. Joe's at Rutgers. Coach Chieno, Coach Fallone standing there watching you play. There's been so much talk. Is he going to go to Fordham? Is he not going to go to Fordham? I know this. I know that offensive coordinator up there in the Bronx, Kevin Decker, he is dying to get you up there because he's like, hey, you know what? We got a good one now. He sees a lot of great things in you. Have you ever seen your future coach throw the football? He was great in high school at the Brunswick School up in Connecticut.
I haven't watched him, too. I haven't really seen him, but I just know him as a person. He's a great dude, and he knows his football. I bet Fordham is scoring 50-plus a game, and I'm super excited to get on a team with him.
That's awesome. Well, buddy, listen, on a season that started, it's amazing. You try to find these fun little different stats.
Yeah.
The year he's had, your first throw was what this year, Dante?
First throw?
Yeah.
He's not a pick.
It was an interception. Think about that, Sims.
Why you got to bring that up, Mike?
Because I love the fact
he's not a player. He's just strictly a media guy. He's never been in it, you know.
But then what he did was, I don't think he threw another incompletion the rest of the game. Sims, let me get to the good stuff.
Sorry.
All right. Dante, listen, we wish you the best of luck. St. Anthony's has never won a Catholic title. When they were winning all those Catholic League titles, there was not a state championship yet.
Right.
Crazy to think that they're going for the first one. Dante, congrats. Oh, quick question. If you were Rutgers, would you play Ian Strong on the offensive or defensive side of the ball?
I like this.
Wow. If it was me personally, I would put him everywhere.
That's what I said.
Full stars. I'd put him anywhere you need him.
I I agree.
All right, tougher question. 1v1, who are you taking on the offensive side of the ball, KJ or Ian? On the other side, playing defense is the other that you don't pick. So who are you taking on offense for your 1v1?
Oh, that's a tough one, Sims.
Come on, let me hear it.
No, you guys see in the game, it has to be KJ receiver and Ian on defense. But
that's fair. All right, good answer.
Good, yep.
By the way, KJ was unbelievable the other night. 7 catches, 205 yards, and touchdowns of 85, 30, 29, and 10. The defense was terrific. Dante, you've been terrific all year. You know what my favorite game was you played this year? It was the Stepanak game, because Matt asked the great question. From that, you won the game, but you grew up so much as a quarterback. So congratulations. It's been an absolute thrill watching you do your thing the last couple of years and go end it the right way up north.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dante.
Congrats, Torres, in the game the other day in the 50-18 victory over Iona Prep, 336 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, ran for a 173 and 2 touchdowns. The first time they played Iona this year, he threw for 530 yards. You think Spags is glad he's done?
No doubt. But and that's why I brought up the Stepanak moment too, because I saw him after that game.
Yep.
And you could kind of see it on his face that he was, you know, he was disappointed in his performance. But I knew just the type of kid he is, being around him as often as I've had, right, you know, hearing stories about him too, the people that surround him, the community that's around him at St. Anthony's, you just knew that he was going to bounce back from that.
No doubt.
And all those people that were, you know, saying that he was lucky or whatever in that game, those people are just haters. They really just are, you know. Mm. Dante Torres has had the best year of any quarterback in the Tri-State area this year, far beyond a comprehension for
I'm glad you said it, Sims.
It's the truth.
It is.
Listen, and he deserves it. He worked hard. He did it. And now it's like, hey, just finish it here on Wednesday, man, because he played phenomenal, and there's been some tough times, and he's overcome a lot of them. And that's what good teams do, and that's what great players do.
Coming up in just a bit, hopefully he's still awake. He was at 10 minutes of 8. The head football coach of the big boy champion Bergen Catholic Crusaders, Vito Campanelli, and of course the high school football show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by Sloman's low price home heating oil and 24-hour service. Call 1-866-OIL-DEAL right now to see how much you can save this winter on heating oil with Sloman's. That's 1-866-OIL-DEAL. Vito is next.
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
High School Football Show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by Spectrum. Introducing Spectrum One, the future of connectivity is fast, secure, and reliable. Internet advanced with Wi-Fi and mobile for just $49.99 a month. One connection, total connectivity, restrictions apply. Visit Spectrum.com for more details. All right, Mr. Sims, the Jets High School Player of the Week, fueled by Gatorade, brought to you by Gatorade and our commitment to fuel tomorrow. Each week during the high school football season, the New York Jets and Gatorade will honor a player of the week. The player will receive a $1,000 donation from the Jets and Gatorade in their name to support their high school football program. This week's winner, Jason Hunt, Belport High School out in Suffolk County, a 6'1", 180-pound senior defensive end wide receiver, was terrific in the Suffolk County Division II win against Northport, 35-14 in the victory. The wideout had 2 touchdown catches, 1 from 50 and 1 from 6, a sack, a block punt, 8 tackles. 2 of those tackles went for loss.
Man.
The only problem was that yesterday, Northport played Garden City in the Long Island Class 2 title, and we will tell you what happened in just a bit. What happened last night is we're still trying to figure it out. Nobody in their right mind thought that Bergen Catholic would play running time against Don Bosco 45-0 in the non-public parochial A championship last night. 45-0. It's the largest margin of victory.
The first time, Mike.
The largest margin of victory in the big boy finals ever. I think.
Is it really?
Ever.
That hurts my heart.
I'm sorry. These are just facts. I'm not doing it. I love you, man.
That doesn't make it any less painful.
Yeah, there's Jimmy again. Yeah. You know,
Clarence, I don't want to live anymore. Man, it is. But it just, listen, it's very simple. One team was playing, you know, just totally fearless football and just letting it fly. And the other team was, you know, just playing a little bit too, like, scared. I shouldn't say scared. That's a bad word. I apologize for that. But just
– they were playing behind the eight ball.
They were playing hesitant.
I'm going to say something.
They were trying to play too careful.
Back the weekend before Labor Day, Bosco's first game of the year. Okay, when you always look for that identity of a team, the identity of this team was its offensive line, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Something that has bothered me, and I brought it up. You don't want me to say it?
Yeah, go ahead. I know what you're saying. They didn't go for it on fourth down early in the year.
Yeah, on the fourth drive, the fourth snap of the season. Last night, what was the biggest play of the game, Sims, last night?
The two fourth down stops.
The first one.
The second one was just, well, because it was still technically a one-score game, essentially, at the time where the second one took place.
Okay,
so but nonetheless, first quarter, two fourth down stops. You know, that were huge.
You know what wasn't in East Rutherford last night?
What?
Those stupid black Bergen Catholic jerseys. Let's get the head coach. I can't believe he. I don't think he ever went to bed. Coach Vito Campanelli, how are you, buddy?
17 minutes, brother. I went to bed for 17 minutes.
17 minutes.
Good for you, player.
I think he texted me back at 4:17. Sorry, Mike. Just saw this. Yeah, I would love to be on.
A lot of REM sleep there.
Hey, Vito. So you're leaving the corner of Forest and Oradell on the bus, heading over to East Rutherford. What's the bus like yesterday on the way over?
Well, that's a whole different story. My man Ronnie Carty's wiping down the windows because it's fogged up. I don't know. They had the heat on. It was about 102 on the bus. That might be the worst question you could ask. We couldn't see down 17. It was amazing. And on top of that, Brendan McGovern got us. We had a police escort, thank God, because we couldn't see anything driving down 17. That was about as scary of a bus ride as my whole career.
That's so funny. I had no idea. I just, Vito.
Well, that's why you guys played so free, because you're like, hey, we made it, right? Yeah. Why not? Let's let it fly.
They were pissed at Bosco for sending that bus.
Yeah, that's right.
Vito, 31-7. Back on September 24th, Don Bosco, let's face it, the word is humiliated.
Yeah.
They held the ball for 36 of 48 minutes. When you go back to the locker room and you have all the kids in the gym or the locker room, what's the first thing you said to him back on September 24th?
Yeah, that's amazing you used that word, Mike, because I actually used that word humility in my pregame speech to the kids. Like, we learn humility at the hands of those guys. I really felt that. It was a big part of what happened to us. And, you know, I think that, one, it was, you know, right now looking back and hindsight's 2020, but it was probably the best thing that could have happened to us because it was a humbling experience, right? But more important than that, I think it developed a passion and a fire within our kids that was really uncommon. And I really hadn't seen them like that in a good while, right? So I think it, in some ways, was the best thing that happened to our football team. And then, like, after the game, there was, like, a good amount in the media, like, of disparaging things that they said about us and, like, kind of, like, what they said publicly about the game and we didn't want to be there and so forth. So that was really, like, and I'm not a big guy to do this, but there was, like, the Jumbotron at the school now, the new scoreboard that Dr. Mahoney put in. And that was on the scoreboard all week. You know, and every week, every day when we went out to practice, like the quotes that they put up. And on top of that, it gives a lot more light in practice when it's dark out. So, but, you know, it's something that the kids could look at and know what was said. But, you know, we use the term also, like, going into the game, they kept saying they deserved to win. And our topic of conversation all year has been earn everything. Right. And I think there's a big difference between deserve and earn. Right. And like deserve is kind of like an entitlement thing. Like who knows everybody in that game deserved to win. I don't think either team didn't deserve to be there, but we just wanted to keep our mindset. And you have to earn everything you get in this world and earn everything you get on a football field. And our kids really came out determined to do that last night.
Man, that was so cool, Coach. That really was. That's awesome. Because I can put myself in the player's shoes that way and feel all those things that you're mentioning. I got to ask you, too, just going into this week, you watched the film of the first game and how they, you know, basically were owning the line of scrimmages on both sides of the football. You know, and in this game last night, for all the listeners out there, You did a really good job, I think, of crowding the line of scrimmage. You had five defensive linemen up at the line of scrimmage covering every offensive lineman. You know, so what was the premise behind getting, you know, guys like Sydear Mitchell head-to-head with Chase Bisontas on every snaps? You know, what was your thought process behind that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it really was, because we felt like, you know, Chase is a game-changer. I mean, as much of a game-changer at the tackle position as any player I've seen in my 22 years of coaching. But we also feel like our guy is as good of a defensive tackle as there is anywhere in the country. And we felt like we could alleviate a lot of the issues that Chase brought to the first game by moving Sydear on his head. And, boy, did he do an amazing job. I mean, you know, and for him, I mean, at 335 pounds to play defensive end last night and kind of hold them the four first downs while the ones were in, I thought was an amazing, amazing job. Just put such a stamp on his career. I mean, but Matt, you can appreciate this. Like, he's such an integrity kid in today's world, right? With the NIL and with these guys that are national kids, like, he could have so easily mailed it and got ready to go to Texas and just said, hey, you know, I did everything I need to do as a high school player. He never once ever didn't do that. And, you know, he just practiced hard. He wanted to win this so bad. And when your best players are playing at the highest level, it's really hard not to win.
Vito, my favorite play in the game last night by far, Jack Duffy's block, your quarterback.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, in this day and age of kids, when they don't get what they want, they transfer out right away. And listen, you know, he shared time with your son, you know, Dom, who's just improved tremendously. If that doesn't tell you the epitome of a high school football player who didn't pout, didn't cry, didn't have his daddy call you 1,000 times, and he's running lead blocks on a sweep, it was my favorite play of the game by far.
Amen. You know, I say this, but I wanted this game so much for that kid more than I can't even tell you. Like, Bergen Catholic's a hard place, right? It's so competitive. It's so highly driven. You know, at one point, guys, we had four Division I quarterbacks in our quarterback room, and he never, ever, ever wavered. And then he sat behind a four-star kid in Steve Angeli, who was at Notre Dame for 3 years. And, you know, he was basically our holder, right? And then, you know, Dominic's coming up, and he's a sophomore and kind of a rising star. Like, you know, he's getting better every week as it goes. And they split time. But, like, Jack owned this so much. Whatever we asked of him, like, the epitome of a high school football player and just a bulldog. Like, anything we asked him to do, he did. And it was so important to him. Like, I can't even – like, that's what high school football is about.
Well, now the big question really is just, how do you replace all of these dogs next year? You know what? You know, unfortunately, hey, celebration's over, bro.
He slept for 17 minutes. Let him sleep.
What's wrong with you, Sam? I
got
to heckle him a little bit. I can't just roll out the red carpet for you, Vito. All right, I got to make it a little tough for you. What are you going to do next year when all these guys graduate, huh?
No, I tell you, I think we got a lot of really good young players. You know, I mean, and you look back, like, you know, Kyle Sanders, Chris Memo, like the guys, the leaders at Christian Gonzalez in this next class. I mean, they, again, embody high school football and what it's all about. And then our 25 guys, I mean, you know, the wide receiver last night, I thought, you know,
Quincy Dominic, Porter,
Naeem Parrish is a legit Division I player. Like, we have a lot of guys. And,
no doubt.
You know, the names will change. And I think, but really, more importantly, like, what those guys have embodied, whether it's Christian Carty, Jack Camo, Saeed, DJ, Sydear, like, all these guys, Malachi Mercer, I can't, you know, there's so many guys. But really, the tradition that it leads on. And, you know, Matt, you've been part of an unbelievable tradition. You understand what
you're listening
that's
to this,
about.
Mike? Like, this is real. This is real, what he's saying. This is real.
But, you know, it kind of, like, it manifests itself in the locker room and really how to, like, I've always said to my son, Coach Toll gave me the greatest statement when Matt was playing. I spent so much time around him. He said, there's no better place for your kid to grow up than around a high school football team. And, man, how right he was, you know, like, just watching that. And I kind of am so proud of that my kid has had an opportunity to be around that. And now to be going through what he's going through as a player, it really is like a dream. It's amazing.
I want to break four plays down from the game, four bad plays. Because other than that, sure. I think you played the perfect game. The hold on Dom's long touchdown pass that called back. After you get the ball on the one on the bad snap from the punt, you have two illegal procedure calls. And then the head coach, man, that was one hell of a 15-yard penalty
Bro,
you took there last night,
there?
Buddy. What the hell happened?
And listen, just as Coach Toll would say, you ain't worth 15 yards, Coach, all right?
There's a good chance that Dr. Mahoney has me doing an up-down 100 at school. He might pull me out of history class and make me do an up-down 100 on Monday.
Vito, and this is Coach Vito Campanelli, head coach of Bergen Catholic. They just won their second consecutive Big Boy New Jersey Catholic title last night. What was the bath towel around your neck? What was
Seriously.
That all about?
Yeah, my guy, Jonathan Noble.
Jonathan Noble. Wow, you're throwing John under the bus like that.
No, I had that in South Carolina 3 years ago. We were laughing about it. And I said, oh, man, this is really good. Wait, it actually keeps me a little warmer. I don't know. But I don't know. But I just kept it all night.
I thought you found, Saquon's bath towel. You're like, oh, I'm keeping this. You
will,
know?
Will the towel be back next year?
I threw it into the crazies in the third quarter when he scored the touchdown.
Will the black jerseys ever be worn again with you as the head coach of Bergen Catholic?
I highly doubt that one. They've
already been donated to the Salvation Army. They're not coming
back.
Yeah,
I think the good Lord was speaking to us on that day.
Right? Yeah, no doubt. And a huge shout out to your defensive coordinator, Tony DeBellis. I mean, they held
Phenomenal
the ball
job.
The first game for 36 minutes. Yesterday, his defense allowed the Crusaders of Don Bosco just 130 yards of total offense. What a flip of the switch. The Ironman, I'm sorry. The Ironman. So, Coach.
You know, he's as selfless and as good of a person as I've been around. So,
loves Bergen more than anybody.
And,
yep.
Oh, man. You know, he's been there since 85 and he's never left. And he's just been, you want to talk about an example of how to live life and just a great person. They don't get any better.
Yeah, TD's defense was sensational. You're right. Great coach, even a better person.
Yeah.
Well, listen, get some sleep. I know you probably have a couple of parties. We'll get together before Christmas. Congratulations, Coach Vito Campanelli. They've rung the big boy bell again in New Jersey. Congrats, Coach.
Congrats, Vito.
Simsy. Your guy Cavallo threw a lot of dirt on us early in the season. You got to let him know, man. I big time appreciate it. I used that a little bit during this run.
Oh, I'm glad that I wasn't a part of your motivation too. That's the first time for me, man. But listen, I can't control Jimmy. He's an entity unto himself, you know. But great year, Coach. It was a pleasure watching you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate. Hey,
what about your brother?
Every Saturday driving to school. It's awesome to hear this show. It's as good as it gets for high school football.
Thanks,
I appreciate
it.
Thank
that.
You. But hey, what about your brother? I mean, he won run right before you yesterday, Nicky with DePaul.
Yeah. Mike, did you see his head?
He
split his head open about 4 inches after the game, jumping around with the kid.
Did he really?
He had blood running. It was like a WWF match or something.
You should have given him your towel.
Yeah, I went to give him a hug. He looked like, exactly, he looked like TK Strombo, right?
He was like the happiest, but PO'd guy in the world when it happened,
I
too.
Love it. All right, pal. Well, congrats, Vito. Great job.
Guys.
You got it, buddy.
See you, brother.
Right,
get some rest.
Yep. So DePaul down 10-0 in that game, comes back, beats Red Bank Catholic, who beat them a year ago 13-8. The freshman quarterback, Derek Zemet,
phenomenal.
Tell you something.
Played tough. Made some great throws.
That's a guy who is going to have a phenomenal 3-year run. Sophomore, junior, senior. Nicky said he's got good young receivers.
Completed a pass to himself.
I loved it. For a first down that set up a touchdown.
That was awesome.
Sims, you're on your game.
You know, the other great play, and again, did it this playoffs, Jaden Johnson, huge kickoff return that kind of jump-started and got momentum into DePaul's favor. Jacob Zammit, the next play or two.
Hit Jones.
Hit Dez Jones right down the middle. Man, Dez Jones, phenomenal finish to the season for him too. And then John Valletta, the defensive end for DePaul, terrific. Two sacks. He did a great job closing it up at the end of the game. So just a great team performance for DePaul.
We're going to rip around when we come back on the High School Football Show on 98.7. Of course, presented by All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one Ford Auto Group in the Northeast with locations throughout New Jersey and Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Visit allamericanford.net.
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims. Now back to the Jets High School Football Hour. Here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
And the football show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by Spectrum. Introducing Spectrum One, the future of connectivity is fast, secure, and reliable. Internet, advanced Wi-Fi, and mobile for just $49.99 a month. One connection, total connectivity. Restrictions apply. Visit Spectrum.com for details. Now, this point that you're about to bring up better be good, because we rolled in here to 147 Columbus Avenue this morning. You've gone on and on about this point.
Get out of here. You're so full of it. It just came to me in this last 10 seconds.
All right, go.
No, but really, I think what it is, it's like the curse of the Bambino with the Yankees and the Red Sox. It's the curse of Greg Toll right now.
Oh, really?
With Don Bosco and Bergen Catholic.
Wow.
I do. I think there's some semblance there.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
He's the big guy is coming back to haunt Bosco.
I think, yeah. He's won 3 state championships at Bergen Catholic since he's been over there.
Did he get knocked down on the sideline last night?
I think he was really close to.
I think he did. I thought he popped up pretty good.
Was it him?
I think it was him.
I wasn't sure if it was Papa Classy.
2 people went down.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's what I think. Had not thought about that, Sim.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
The curse of Toll.
The curse of Toll.
Yep.
Send a public apology now. I wonder if Bergen will make T-shirts.
Yeah, probably.
Mahoney's probably doing it right now.
Yeah, I want a percentage.
All right, here we go, Sims. Your boy Fitzy has done it again. Last night, Somers Niskayuna, the school that Aunt Wendy did not believe was true, last night, Somers beat him 35-7. They lost in the Class A final last year. DeMatteo's guys, the goal this year is not to get back to the final. It's to win the final. Fitzsimons,
right.
13 of 21 for 219, excuse me, and 5 touchdowns. Ravi Das, 6 of those catches, 3 touchdowns, 89 yards. The defense held Niskayuna to 67 yards. And again, Ryan Cole,
and
another
I think
sack.
Only like 14 in the second half. I mean, which
it was
is,
crazy.
Which they is unbelievable.
They had a 57-yard touchdown run, and they had 9 total yards other than that. That's it, Sims.
It's crazy.
And Cole doing his thing. They play Union Endicott next Saturday at 3
yep.
up at the Dome. Long Island Class 2, we talked about it before. John Danowski is worried right now. He's flat out worried. The Duke lacrosse coach, who has one of the best players, Stevie Fennell from Garden City, coming.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you, Sims, he walks into that athletic complex and he takes a left. That's where the football team is.
Right.
Fennell could walk onto that football team. Belport victimized last night. Garden City tried to give him the game.
Yeah.
Turned the ball over 3 times the first quarter. Still led 14-0 after 1. The Trojans have now won 30 straight with the 28-0 win. Fennell, 17 carries, touchdowns of 63, 57, 75, 64. How many touchdowns is that, Sims?
I don't know. A lot.
That's 4. 346 yards. The only person who's ever ran more in an LIC, Stacy Bedell from William Floyd. Sawyer Olson, the defensive lineman. 2.5 sacks, 3 tackles for loss. Pete Doherty, you know, the big shot here at ESPN,
yeah.
texting me relentlessly throughout the game. I got it, Pete. They're really good. But he agrees. We got to do something on Long Island. These lopsided games can't continue to happen.
Yes,
Class
sir.
4, North Shore, 19 consecutive victories. Did they get 20?
No, sir.
Boy, you're getting this. You're starting to understand how I talk. Bayport Blue Point, 35-7, first all over Long Island title. Brady Clark, the St. John's baseball recruit. He rushed for 85 yards and 2 touchdowns. He threw for 166.
Woo.
And 2 more. PSAL first round, total debacle.
Moving on.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. In the first round.
You're so excited about this.
Erasmus Hall beat Clinton 41-0. Canarsie beat John Adams 47-0. Curtis beat Cardozo. Thankfully, somebody scored. Curtis 36, Cardozo 8. Tottenville beat Roosevelt 41-0. Lincoln beat Bayside 55-0. James Madison, the 6th seed, beat New Utrecht 38-0. Midwood, the 7th seed, beat Port Richmond 30-0. If you take the 1 through 7 seeds, add them up, what's the math?
A lot to a little.
They 288 points scored and just 8 allowed. Get rid of the first round. There's no need for 16 teams. Keep them in the lower division. Let them get better and then come up. Last night in the quarterfinals, Erasmus Hall, they roll. They beat Newdorp 55-0.
Man.
So, Sims,
yeah.
would you? You know what?
We're gonna
hold this for next week.
What?
No. Because next week, okay.
How can you do that?
Right now, who's the number one team in the tri-state?
The number one team in the tri-state.
The number one team in the tri-state.
Is Bergen Catholic.
Okay. Who's number two?
St. Anthony's.
Who's number three?
This is interesting. It's either Canarsie or Erasmus.
You're out of your mind.
Well, who do you think number three is?
Iona Prep.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Where's Don Bosco?
Don Bosco would be four in front of Iona. If Iona and Bosco played again, how Bosco's going to win.
Really?
Yeah.
But they're not. So you can't do it on that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm just saying.
You cannot put Bosco ahead of Iona Prep in a final poll.
I definitely am, for sure.
You are.
I mean, listen, I understand yesterday did not go well for Bosco, but Iona Prep lost 50-18.
Right.
All right, like, they also got embarrassed, too.
Yep.
So I don't want to say that, like, you know, both teams got embarrassed
so
yesterday.
You want to drop them both out of the top five?
I'd be okay with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you put Tom Trevor North, Sims?
Man, thanks for reminding me. I love that football team.
Yeah.
Mekhi Ford. Just last week, 28 carries, 285 yards, 5 rushing TDs, and 1 passing TD versus Edison, and you thought it was going to be a tight game.
I think we need to get Coach O on the show next Saturday because they play on Sunday. What do you think?
I'd be totally cool with that. I love that football team. I
so
really
do.
And you know what? You're right. They deserve some love.
Say that again?
You're right.
Again.
You're right. You're right. Until you're wrong. But they deserve love. Toms River North is a very good football team, and I think they would be sneaky competitors against a lot of these football teams.
We got to get him on the show next week. All right. When we come back, the picks of the week.
Okay,
Aunt Wendy, sensational. Me, wonderful. Matt, an embarrassment. We'll be right back.
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
So the total last week, Aunt Wendy, 2-0, and she's back next week, I'm hearing. I went 8-3. And you limped in at 6-5. 6-5.
And then I hit the gritty.
We will talk about all those games next week on the show, the first ever group championship Saturday and Sunday next week. You ready for picks this week, Sims?
I guess so.
Here we go, Harv! Long Island Class 3 final.
Let me get my notes.
Plain Edge, 11-0. They've won 23 in a row, I think, against 11-0 Sable. Tough game to pick, Sims, because neither team has been tested. These are the hard games to pick. No common denominator. I don't know where we could go. We know Plain Edge won last year against East Iceland. The news out of Sayville is that Jack Triptree, the quarterback, will play. Bad shoulder, non-throwing last week. Word is he's going to play.
Okay, good.
They're going to ride Kyle Messina today, that running back.
Yeah.
You know, if Triptree gets banged up a little bit more, you're going to see our buddy Patrick Cohn in there. But watch for Messina to do a lot in this game. They take a Plain Edge team that has a lot of talent. If they fall behind, I don't know, because they haven't had to throw the ball a lot this year.
Right.
So I've set it up. Pick it.
I'm going Plain Edge, Captain. I'm sorry. Sorry, Sayville. Don't get mad at me. But, yes, I'm going
Plain
Edge.
Are you
really? Yeah.
Sims, you're out of your mind. Last night, Jack Cohn came into the football team dinner, gave him a huge pep talk.
I did see that. That was pretty cool.
I like Plain Edge, too.
Sorry, Jack. We love
sorry,
you.
Sorry, Jack.
Not class, enough motivation.
Class 1 final, Farmingdale, 11-0 against the surprise team. Got really hot, Ward Melville. Best year since 1987, 4:30 at Stony Brook today.
They've Farmingdale, got coach.
You like Farmingdale?
Farmingdale.
This pick segment went to the, just we go 2-0. We pick a
you're
both.
Going with Farmingdale?
I'm going Farmingdale, too.
You.
Okay,
coward.
Sims, next week on the show.
Yes.
Do we do a top 5 or a top 10? Well, it's hard
for players?
To. Well, players, you're going to do your overall top 10. So
top
you're mixing,
10, yeah.
You're mixing the quarterbacks.
Should be included. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Is there?
You said that. You just,
yeah,
okay.
I know.
Yeah, don't give me that, like, play dumb thing.
So you will. Is this going to be tougher than when you did positionally?
Totally.
Really?
Yeah, because when quarterbacks are involved, it's I'm trying not to be too quarterback heavy. I might actually limit QBs. I'm probably gonna say limit quarterbacks to just 3. I'm only gonna allow 3 quarterbacks.
Is that
on
a cop
if
out?
I actually think it's deserving.
Yeah, what if 5 deserve it?
We'll see.
Are there 5 quarterbacks deserving right now of being top 10 players?
I don't know. That's the thing. I gotta look through the list again of all the players because there's a lot of really good football players in our area.
Okay.
I mean, right. When we did the list of players, I had 70 players that I had talked through. So.
We went over on that show.
Yeah, but and then what? Let's do top 5 teams in the area.
Top 5 teams, top
yes.
10 players, top 5 Christmas movies.
I want to see, yeah, I like okay. that too, yes.
Is Jay Money coming in?
If she wants to, Mateo coming in would be awesome.
We have to get Mateo in.
Let's get him on. His first words.
Harv and Joe, thank you for working on Thanksgiving, boys. You guys are the best. All right, see you next week, everybody.
Toodles.